Chapter 6, St. Patrick's Day.
Step away from the door. Early parole. You'll be back.
Get in. He's waiting.
Any news?
On their way, Mr. Falcone.
Everything goes smoothly.
Yes, sir.
Carmine the Roman Falcone, Gotham City's untouchable crime lord. Tonight, he waits for that paroled prisoner, for she is family. When finally she arrives, they embrace.
I've missed you, Papa.
You've been away too long, my dear. The family needs you now. I need you, my Sophia.
March, the monthly board meeting of the Gotham City Bank. I hear the words coming from my mouth, and yet, it is as if someone else were speaking.
And so, after giving the matter much consideration, I am now of the opinion that our former bank president, the late Richard Daniel, was correct. Falcone Imports should do business with the Gotham City Bank, and Gotham City Bank should do business with Falcone Imports. I've given the go-ahead for a wire transfer of $350 million, as requested by Carmine Falcone.
Bruce, we're delighted, of course. Falcone Imports is a huge account, but this is so unlike you to reverse your position.
I've had a change of heart.
How could they understand? My mind may be foggy, yet I am at peace, lost somewhere in the green.
Bruce? Hello? It's me, Selina.
I do not hear her. I just walk to the waiting figure in my car.
Come.
Ivy.
Sweet. We got bodies piling up all over town. Maroney thinks Falcone's back in this holiday killer, so he takes it out on the Roman. The nice part about dealing with these guys, Jimbo, they all want to do our job for us.
Our jobs? Our jobs don't include murder, Harvey. I want to stop Falcone and the rest, but not like this. Never like this.
Of course. Don't give it a second thought. What do you want to do about Bruce Wayne? With what we suspect about his connection to the Roman, we could hurt them.
Green.
Huh?
When I was a child, growing up in Chicago, we looked forward to St. Patrick's Day. They would close the schools so we could go downtown and see the parade. The city would turn the river green. We all thought it was the work of leprechauns. St. Patrick's Day. We all think of green. Now it's red. Blood red. St. Patrick's Day is coming, and we're no closer to finding out who this madman is. Holiday.
What about Wayne?
Take it slowly. Concentrate on Maroney. He's the weak link.
Maroney and Wayne. Two for one. I like it.
Morte.
Carla Vitti, the Roman sister. The Vitti family rules Chicago, with designs on Gotham.
I rang the bell. You didn't answer. I'm not interrupting anything, am I, Aunt Carla?
Sophia, baby! Your father didn't tell me you were coming home. I swear I could kill that Carmine sometimes. Do you see this gun? It's a .22. I forgot to give it to the cops when your brother Alberto was killed on New Year's Eve. The same kind of gun was used to kill my son Johnny on Halloween. I'm gonna use this gun, Sophia. I'm gonna get this Cafone Holiday.
Does my father know you have that?
He does now, eh, Sophia?
Aunt Carla, I was sent out here out of respect. We're gonna hit Maroney on St. Patrick's Day morning. Papa believes that Maroney either is Holiday or knows who it is. Will you come out against us?
Now that Carmine has handled the banking situation, money is flowing. Things are as they should be.
Thank you.
Wayne Manor,
my father's house. Life is good in the green.
You still have a healthy appetite, Bruce. You'll need it for... Do you feel a draft?
You're mine, Poison Ivy. All mine.
Catwoman. I stand in shock as she kicks Ivy in the face.
You're like a weed that's come into someone else's yard. A weed that needs to be torn out by the roots.
She continues attacking. I have no choice. I must defend her. I grab the Catwoman by the neck. Stop! Catwoman turns and in one motion is free, kicking me away.
You've lost control, Wayne. Ivy has made you do things you wouldn't, or shouldn't.
We fight. We have done this dance before. She slashes my shirt open, revealing the green upon it.
Oh, hell.
She starts slashing, removing the green from my chest and body.
Ordinarily, I might enjoy this.
The green.
Bruce. Ivy. Gone.
That night at Sal the Boss Maroney's safe house, the Roman's chief rival for control of Gotham City, Maroney is indeed attacked, but not by Falcone. They leave an item and the murder weapon at the scene, just like the pumpkin at Halloween, the food at Thanksgiving, the globe at Christmas, the glass and confetti at New Year. This time it's a statue of a leprechaun. St. Patrick's Day morning, a limo arrives.
Stop the car! Someone beat us to the punch. This changes things.
Above, Maroney sees exactly who came to his door.
Holiday.
That night, I respond to the bat signal, finding not Gordon by it, but a cat upon it. It's not a toy. Nevertheless, thank you.
For what?
Bruce Wayne is a friend.
Oh.
Why? Why did you help?
In time, you'll see.
I no longer am in the green. Poison Ivy is no longer in my system. But her spell made me do things that will have to be repaired. The bank. My reputation. I owe Catwoman much.
Everybody was against this idea. We have a sort of policy, you understand, of not working with your kind.
If it hadn't been for Catwoman's interference, think of how much more we could have accomplished.
Miss Ivy, if there's one thing I've learned in this business, it's to expect the unexpected.
Chapter 6, St. Patrick's Day, starring Omri Rose as Batman, Natalie Winter as Catwoman and Selina Kyle, Jeannie McGuinness as Poison Ivy, Drew Kalen as the Roman Carmine Falcone, Tyree Peterside as Sophia, Rex Anderson as Captain James Gordon, Ray Bullock Jr. as Harvey Dent, Dara Seitzman as Carla Vitti, Kevin Gaddy as the Bank Manager, Jason Rivers as Sal Maroney, Thaddeus Gilmore as the Guard, Claudio Rodriguez and Aaron Vodovoz as the Falcone Henchman. Written by Jeff Loeb, adapted and edited by Carl Dutton. Music by Declan Gilgallon. Scyther Podcast Audio Dramas is a member of RivalCastMedia.com.